This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Well, hello, and welcome to episode number 157 of Youpreneur FM. Thank you very much for tuning in. Great show lined up for you today. The one and only Gary Vaynerchuk is back on the show for a third time. Ding, ding. Round three between Gary and Chris is coming up very, very soon. We're talking all about his new book, hashtag Ask Gary V. Before I do that, however, I would love for you to just listen up very clearly for the next 30 seconds, okay? About a month ago, we launched our brand new free training course, the Youpreneur Launchpad, over on the blog. It has been by far the single most successful opt-in that I've ever produced when it comes to my online business. We've had well over 2,000 people opt into this thing over the last few weeks. And I want to give you the opportunity to go ahead and do it as well. There's a brand new training. If you want to build a business based around you and your brand and the people you want to serve, your message, your expertise and personality, this is for you. Videos, audio downloads, PDF downloads, ebooks, the whole kit and caboodle, 100% free. To get your mitts on it, all you got to do is head over to chrisducker.com/launchpad. Okay, that's chrisducker.com/launchpad. And I know you're going to love it. Now, onto my chat with Gary V. You know, myself and Gary, we're not best friends or anything, but we've hung out a little bit. We've got to know each other a little bit. We've become, I would class ourselves as good acquaintances, close acquaintances. And I got to tell you, there is never a time where I am not with Gary, or whether I'm not on Skype with him, or whether I'm not watching just one of his YouTube videos, where I don't learn something. The guy's a walking, talking, breathing, shouting, entrepreneurial legend, and he needs really no major introduction. However, he's doing something very, very different with this, his fourth book, Ask Gary V. And I just couldn't wait to get him back on the show to talk business, to talk social, to talk marketing, to talk entrepreneurship, and everything and anything else that you can interweave into that. For my Youpreneur members listening in on this, the video version of this interview is available inside the Youpreneur membership portal. Make sure you go check it out. You can see the dynamic that we have, and it's a lot of fun. And for you guys tuning in on the podcast right now, here's myself and Gary V talking all about asking Gary V. Enjoy. And welcome back to the show, Gary V.
Thank you, brother. How are you?
I'm good, man. I don't know whether you know this, because I know you do so many of these. You've probably lost total count of this. This is the third time you're on Youpreneur FM. How does it feel for the hat trick, for the triple threat?
You know, it feels great, because I know you get an enormously successful group of individuals on your show. And, you know, I think it pretty much establishes me to be the great entrepreneur of this generation. And
yeah.
I would actually ask you kindly to make sure that everybody you interview going forward, you tell them that you just start the show by telling them, by the way, real quick, before we start, I just want you to know that Gary Vaynerchuk's the best entrepreneur of this generation.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll prefix that. I don't want to upset you, obviously, because, you know, you're so outrageously fantastic. Okay, look, man, when I was sort of sitting down figuring out sort of how I was going to do this, I thought to myself, you know what, there's so many different angles for this show. Let's talk about the new book. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. Let's talk branding. Let's talk social, blah, 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 blah. But then I figured, you know what I wanted to do? I want to talk a little bit about that stuff, but actually turned it over to the Youpreneur community themselves. And I said, I'm going to sit down with Gary. I've got like 20 to 30 minutes with him. If you could have an audience with him, what would you ask him? And I got a ton of questions. So we're just going to turn this into one big fat Ask Gary V show, if you're down with that.
Always down for that.
Okay, good. Perfect. So, all right, let me ask you this as we kick off then. A lot of people, and I'm sure that I'm not the first person to mention this over the last couple of weeks because you're talking about the book a lot, but a lot of people are saying that, you know, this could potentially be a collection of the best bits of the show. I know differently, obviously, because I watch the show and I've got a copy of the book. But how did you know, or how did you go about, should we say, making the book so much more than just a collection of questions and answers from the show itself?
We picked, you know, 150 of the best answers, and then we added 100 to 200 questions that weren't part of the show. And then I read the questions and the answers transcribed from the show on the book 50 that we took. And then I added, edited, and expanded on those answers. So, you know, it's funny, Chris, I told somebody in the Vayner Nation, meaning the entire, I'm curious who in the Vayner Nation is willing to do the following, which is, I actually am hoping somebody listens to the audiobook, has the book in front of them, and plays the question from the show. And I'm completely convinced none of the three match in any of the formats.
Right.
Because the truth is, all these answers can be much longer, can be much deeper, can be edited, and things change. So it wasn't super hard. I would tell you that I'm convinced that this book will sell less copies because of what I called it. Had I called it what I think I wrote, which is the modern entrepreneurial executive blueprint, right? Had I called it that? Had you been saying, hey, Gary, tell me what this book, the modern entrepreneurial and executive blueprint, is all about? I think that I would have sold 100,000 more copies in the next 3 years. I think, A, there's a group of people that think it's a straight transcription from the show and they don't need it.
Yep.
B, 99.3% of America, excuse me, 99.7% of America and 99.999% of the world has no idea who I am.
Right.
And so when they are like, well, who's Ask Gary B? Forget it. Right. He's made it about himself. So now the reason I did do it.
Well, there you go. I was about to ask a question. Yeah. Why did you go with this title then, if that's the case?
I'm desperate to make all my podcast interviews and all my speeches just Q&A. And I would tell you that I've just achieved that with you. So I'm on my way to my KPI.
Score. There you go. Enough said. All right. And I mean, I've seen you on stage several times and we're going to be seeing each other again in San Diego for Social Media Marketing World pretty soon as well. And I know you'll do Q&A and you do it. And it is what it is. And I think people are also, I think it's very much kind of synonymous to your brand now anyway, that this is, you are the Q&A entrepreneurial expert now. What do you think about that?
I think that'd be really great. I think,
and I love this. I'm going to cut you off real quick. I love the fact that you're in your office in New York, and there's people. You're in a goldfish bowl right now. Yes. There's people walking around, and you're winking, and you're nudging, and you're doing all these things. And that's exactly what I'm like when I'm at my office with all those hundreds of people around me as well. So there you go. Carry on. Go.
I mean, look, they're my peeps, right?
Yeah.
So I think that it's flattering. I think I've got a little ways to go to really solidify it, but I do know this, Chris, and you've seen me speak. It's the place where I separate myself from some of my contemporaries. It's where I get to really show how deep my marketing and business skills really are, because I'm not giving a staged performance,
right,
or the same keynote or the same slides. I'm a much, much deeper practitioner of business and marketing than every other person that looks like me. It's just the truth. And I love Seth Godin and Guy and Brogan and Jay Baer. I love all these people.
Yeah.
I love them all. They're all tremendous and they may be more interesting or different or this, but nobody is actively running business and doing marketing for the biggest brands in the world and for the biggest startups in the world and for individual. There's not even anybody remotely close to doing as much practitionership as I am. And that separates me. That's why I'm not scared of Q&A.
Yeah.
Because I can actually answer the questions. Because I actually use Snapchat for me. I actually watch what everybody does with Snapchat. I know what the top 100 brands in the world are doing on Snapchat. And I spend countless hours with Snapchat knowing where the product's going and data. I mean, I'm a practitioner. Yeah. I'm an absolute doer, not a pundit. And that makes me much better at Q&A than others.
Yeah. And I mean, you are. And I just said to you before we started recording right now that I'm tired just watching you right now. Like, I'm actually tired watching you on Snapchat, on the show. Oh, I mean, forget about Daily V. I could go in a whole different direction with that.
You know what? I'm going to stop you there because I respect your opinion a lot. And this is now selfish, so I'm sorry to everybody who's listening.
Go on.
Daily V.
Hmm.
Did that – you know me. You've been following me. We've interacted in real life. You know the landscape. Did Daily V solidify how much harder I'm working than everybody else? Did it prove it? Did it reinforce? Was it stunt? I mean,
Is that why you started it?
Yes.
Then yes, definitely. It has, without a doubt. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we're talking about a 22-minute video. D-Rock is a freaking Oscar. I mean, he should be getting Oscars. He really should. He's amazing. So, like, you get that format together. He follows you around. I'm sure he's knackered by the end of the day. And then he goes to work and actually edits this all together. Dude, trust me, it shows exactly how hard you work. And you know what my favorite episode has been from Daily V, and I've seen every single one thus far. My favorite episode was the one which began with you, with your Knicks jacket, sitting on the floor in a corridor outside the recording studio where you were locked out. And you started off with, like, at the top of your voice. And then you turned to the camera and you said, I hate wasting time. Do you know how many times a week I say that? Like, that resonates so much with me as an entrepreneur. I can't even put a dollar amount on it. So, yeah, it totally solidified how hard you hustle, how hard you work.
Good. All right, let's keep
going. Without a doubt. All right. I want to get in some questions. I want to get in some questions real quick. This is from the community, directly from our members, okay? Hernan asks, what do you do? And this, by the way, is a real hodgepodge. There's no real focus here. It is what it is, right? Hernan says, what do you do in your downtime? Do you even have downtime?
My downtime, which I think would be categorized as the not that many hours in my life that I'm not actually working,
yep,
is 85 to 90% family time. And 10 to 15% New York Jets time, and that's that.
Right.
And when I say family, I mean family and closest friends. Mm. And yeah, man, it's not – look, I mean, I will never – I had a friend the other day complain that he doesn't spend enough time with his family. And I drilled him. I said, you have plenty of money. You're in full control. Mm. If you're truly – you know, you're pandering. You're painting a picture of what you want people to think about you. You have plenty of time. You're more than welcome to spend more time with your family. And if you were real and you really want to spend more time with your family, then you would spend more time with your family.
Do it, exactly. Yeah.
So to me, I love spending time with my family. I spend a lot more time with my family than people think because Lizzie and I have decided not to share our family in public. So even though it feels like Daily V and Snapchat are happening 24/7, 365, if you look at the pure data, there's actually a lot of time. You know, on a day where my Snapchat or Daily V doesn't start till 11 a.m., you can rest assured it's because it was like last Friday where I spent 2 hours at school with Xander. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
So I feel like I'm trying to be cautious about Daily V and Snapchat because I think that people can't see the full picture because of the family decision I made. So, but my downtime is very, 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 very structured. It is family time and it is the New York Jets, and that's my life.
Good. Okay, excellent. As long as you're doing what you're doing, man, as long as you're doing what you like doing, that's what it's about. Here's a follow-up, actually. Somebody said recently, and I believe you covered this in the show as well, where you talked about people coming at you a little bit about the hustle. You got to hustle. You want to be successful. You got to hustle. And you turn around, and I remember you actually on Snapchat, you were chatting about it. You were saying, you know, I'm just showing you what I do. Like, I'm not saying that you need to do exactly the same thing as me to achieve the success, but I'm just showing you what I do. It's up to you whether you want to go ahead and do likewise. Talk me through that mindset. When you see people coming at you like that a little bit, how do you feel about it?
I feel as though it's fair. Mm-hmm. I'm not upset when people say, you know, when do you have time? I mean, there's comments that are like, when do you even have time for your family, bro? Mm. Like, you're a loser. Or,
right.
Or, you know, people will share a video on Facebook and then their friends who don't know me or have contacts will say things like, I don't care how much money I make. I would never want to live that life. Right. So I get it. I'm I understand. I think there's a percentage of people that don't want to work and want to make excuses, and that's real. But then I also think there's a lot of people who really enjoy their work-life balance, which is probably way more balanced than I am. And I respect that. And I, you know, and the reason I've been clarifying lately of like, hey, this is what makes me happy. This works for my family and I, but we're individual and I'm not telling you to do this. I'm just, you know, I think it's very important that an entrepreneur that's doing well tells the actual entrepreneur story, right, in a world where I'm seeing a lot of people on Instagram specifically sell complete bullshit, you know, renting expensive cars for a day so they can take photos and then telling people you don't have to work, you just need a system and you can, right, have all this. You can read a book and then figure it out, or you can take my course or join my mastermind or start an MLM or sell a $300 ebook, or it's just not real.
No,
it's just not real, Chris. It's just not real.
Yeah, and like, I mean, that's the way I feel about it exactly. I know, you know, anybody I think with half a brain, when they see those images, they can call the bullshit from a mile away anyway. But I was just curious on your feelings on that, because obviously,
My feelings are hurt when they think that I'm trying to do the wrong thing. I think I'm really going to end up becoming considered one of the nicest guys of this generation, let alone one of the best entrepreneurs. So I feel okay because I know who I am, right? I know who I am deep down. I know what my actions are, you know. And again, you know, you scale through individuals. For example, I know that if you were at a conference and, you know, everybody hung out, you go to the pub and four or five people are just shooting the shit, and some guy who doesn't know me goes, you know, that I got to tell you, that Gary Vee, he rubs me the wrong way. Deep down, I think he's probably full of shit. I know that you get to say, hey, let me tell you a story about, like, you know, this is what my hour with him was like in San Diego. Mm. There was no ego. There was no he's better than, you know. And I deep down know that the truth will always prevail. And so I am hurt. I don't like when people think I'm a bullshitter or I'm a bad guy or that I just want to buy the Jets and I don't care about anything else. It's only because they haven't dug deep into how much I care about my family and my friends and my contemporaries and my audience. They're not there with me tonight when I fly and I answer a bunch of emails, sure, from 11 o'clock at night to 2 in the morning. And I'm not recording that. And the truth is, I don't like to record the best version of myself. It's an interesting thing. Mm. I like playing the reverse of what everybody else does. Everybody else bullshits 80% of the time, and then all their public facing Snapchats and videos are, look how much I care about my community, and they're showing that they're answering email. Right. I, on the other hand, my nonprofit work, my community engagement, my family time, that's all a secret. My best version of me as a human is hidden. So I can't be mad at people who only consume me for a few minutes judging me when I know the things that kind of offset that ego, hustle, competitive anger is not something I'm showing to the world. So I have to be a big boy. I've made my bed. I've made my choices.
Yeah.
And I have to live with them.
It is what it is. Great. Love it. Okay. Let's get back to questions. Let's go rapid fire. We've got like literally 10 minutes left. So, okay, John asks, and John is a great Upreneur member. He's built an amazing brand for himself, licensed therapist. He's known as the calm expert. He wants to know, I can't wait for this answer, how does Gary Vee keep calm? Now, after that little corridor meltdown, no, I don't know. Do you?
Yeah, listen, let's go through rapid fire. So I'll try to be faster because I'll answer a lot of questions. I am the zenest, most chill guy that you'll ever meet. It freaks people out. The people that know me best, go talk to Mike, my trainer. Every day he gets emails, Gary Vee in the weight room must be crazy. And he's like, he's actually a really chill guy. Go ask my executives who interact with me every day. I'm stunningly calm. When I'm in public and when the light goes on this interview, Facebook Live right now, you know, on stage, I turn into an animal.
Right, sure, okay.
You know, it's kind of like an athlete that like will rip people's heads off on the field and the pitch, but like in real life is chill. I'm stunningly calm.
Okay, that's good to know. I like that. All right. Carla says, how do you keep track of all your projects with so many balls in the air all the time?
Effort. human effort, like by not being crippled by dropping balls. Mm. I think one of the things that makes me successful is I am not crippled by the notion of dropping a ball. I've got assistance. I've got people around me. And then I just try. I use my inbox as my to-do list. So I've got a system that I've had for 15 years that works for me. And then I drop balls all the time. That's the end.
Okay, great.
It's a net-net game. It's the cost of entry to being a mogul. You're going to drop balls.
Okay, that's good. I like it. All right. Jeff asks, you stay fit, and you have been getting hella fit recently as well, but you stay fit. Is it important to you that your employees do likewise?
No, I don't think that I should impose anything on anybody at any time. I was not fit for the first 38 and a half years of my life. So for me to have the hypocrisy and the audacity to try to impose my employees to be fit would be ludicrous. I would like it because I think it's puts them in the best position to live longer, you know, and I like that. But I have no interest in – I do not believe that – listen, I have no more energy and I'm no more productive now that I'm fit than I was 24 months ago. I'm healthier. I probably can be more productive long term in my 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Mm. But I absolutely have felt no difference in energy or productivity since I've gone into shape. And so that's – if that's my reality, why would I then think that that's what would happen with somebody else? And so I'm 100% calm with them doing them, but I want to lead by example. If I'm working 8 hours a day and I'm getting into shape, they can say, huh, I only work 9 hours a day. I do have time to get into shape. I just want to lead by example. And when I say lead by example, I just want to be a North Star or even a South Star. I just want to be a proxy that people can navigate around and realize so much as possible, and then they can do with what they want with that information.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so allow me to ask a question here real quick then. I'm curious, you've got how many – now, when we met up actually last, we were having a bit of a competition over how many people we were employing at the time. And yes. I think you beat me by like 20 or something, and then I came back a little bit, not so long. What are we at right now? What's VaynerMedia at right now? How many people?
VaynerMedia is at 625 full-time.
You got me. Okay, you got me now. I'm at like 480 right now. You got me. I wanted, you know, but then again, well, you're opening offices like, are you opening one in London soon?
Yeah, in July.
Dude, I'm going to miss you by like 3-4 weeks. I would have been there to crash the party, but that's okay. Next time. All right. Another quick one on employees, because I think it's important. Every entrepreneur has to understand the importance of building a great team around them. What's the craziest, nicest, most surprising thing that you've ever done for your team? From boss to boss. I'm curious.
Oh, I got a good one.
I got a good one too. I want to share. I want you to share your one first. Let's keep the competition going.
I have done an enormous amount of surprise and delights.
Okay.
Guy on my paid team is a Cardinals fan. He is from St. Louis, and out of nowhere, we just roll up on him and say, here's some St. Louis Cardinal playoff tickets.
Love it.
You know, go do this. So, you know, somebody loves, you know, some famous celebrity, and I have that celebrity make them a video. I send a birthday cake on their birthday when they've been here for 4 months and we haven't even met yet, and they don't even realize that I even know who they are.
I love that.
It's very little. It's effort, not money. Yeah. Sure, we do things like I send somebody to Australia in the company just by pulling out a name out of a hat for fun. And we do things like that. But it's the things that are meaningful. It's the your mother's not feeling well and we don't even have a conversation. You're on a plane the next hour and you're paid for 2 weeks and, you know, and we pick up the pieces. It's the intent, Chris, more than the thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people do the flashy thing. I bought a car for this person or I did this. I don't do things so that I can then tell the story in an interview and seem like a good guy. Right. I don't do things so that everybody hears about it in the company and I'm a good guy. A lot of the things we do are very quiet. And they're little things, right? Like a rose for somebody because we know on social they broke up with their boyfriend and are feeling down. Like it's effort and intent on an individual basis at scale. Hmm. Got it?
Love it. Perfect. Awesome. Love it. I rented an entire IMAX cinema for the Star Wars film for everybody. And that freaked the shit out of everybody, like totally. Because here in the Philippines, going to see an IMAX movie is like 3 times the cost of a regular movie. So about 90% of my staff had never been to a cinema in IMAX before, let alone 3D, let alone Star Wars. So with all these spaceships flying at their faces and everything, they were freaking out. And it was a joy. I even got to shed a little tear at one point. I was so happy from it. Okay. All right. Let's see you rent Madison Square Garden and see where you can be. Let's one up ducker. Okay. Couple of more quick questions then. Julie is saying, this is actually a really good one. I'm interested in this one myself. What single aha moment gave you the biggest financial return with what you're doing online? So that single aha moment, biggest financial return with what you're doing online.
Somewhere around 2010, I realized that I fucked up. And when I owned all the wine terms on Google AdWords, the first couple of months that it worked, that it came out, I was getting such big ROI, but I thought it was important to spend other dollars on newspaper, print, direct mail, radio, banner ads, email marketing campaigns. And what it taught me was when there is a land grab, and there's underpriced attention at scale that you need to go all in. So the reason for the last 2 years I was going crazy about Facebook, and the reason that I've been yelling at the top of the hills about Snapchat since January, is because I believe those are my Google AdWords moments. I did it on Twitter because I learned what I did on Twitter was I saw something happening and I went all in. YouTube, all in. And so I had an epiphany that something I did that is considered very smart, I could have done bigger, stronger, and harder. Because now Google AdWords should be a part of your equation. But in the beginning, when something is grossly underpriced by the market and you know it, you need to go all in and strike that iron triple hard.
I love it. Okay. Good. Love it. Last question. Second to last question, because I've got a fun one to end with. Burn asks, if you had to start over today, which one platform would you be focusing on and why?
Facebook. Paid targeting capability. Facebook can drive the most business results on March 2nd, 2016. The end.
Enough. Okay, good. All right, last question. I'm going to indulge myself here. When we hung out, we talked about sneakers for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Big sneakerhead. I know you feel like it as well. I want to know, what is your all-time favorite shoe? Like, you never get...
Patrick Ewing, 1985 Adidas.
Get out of here. Really? This one's well out of left field. I didn't see this coming.
Well, that's because I hate Michael Jordan. So Every Jordan is out. I like Nike SBs. I do have a custom Nike SB Brandon Marshall sneaker that I made this year that I'm in love with. But I was very young and impressionable. I loved Patrick Ewing and the Knicks.
It's great.
And everybody loved Jordan. And I love being countercultural.
Boom. That's it. That's the way we end the conversation.
That's a great, you know what? That last couple of words is exactly the way we should end this conversation.
Yeah, that's it. We know when to wrap it up.
Chris, real quick, on a serious note, because this matters to me.
Sure.
And you don't have to put this into the show. This is just for me now. Where do you put this book in the lexicon of my books?
In terms of impact or, I mean.
I don't really even care. What's your kind of 2 cents on the whole thing?
For me, in all honesty, I haven't read the entire PDF. I hate reading ebooks. So I'm like, yeah, I want it, but you know, I'll take it kind of thing, but I gotta get the hardback. But I've read probably a good 35-40% of it. And for me, I feel that this is going to close the door to a certain degree, maybe leave it a little bit ajar, with your hardcore fans when it comes to the ins and outs of what the hell is going on up here for Gary Vee. I think that's first and foremost. Secondly, I also feel like it's almost it is. I mean, like, you use the word blueprint. I was talking to Urs about it just yesterday when we were having a cup of coffee together downstairs. And I said, you know, it's kind of like a roadmap. Like, I feel like it's a roadmap. Roadmap, blueprint, similar type of thing. I feel like it's a roadmap to, like, not necessarily become a great entrepreneur 5 years from now or 10 years from now, but I feel like it's a roadmap for people to pick up and really get stuck in today. Yes. On building a business the right way and avoiding the bullshit that so many entrepreneurs have to deal with when they get going, you know?
I love you, man. I appreciate you. I'm running late. I got to go. I love you. Talk
all
to
right.
you soon.
You got it, brother. Take good care. Well, there you have it. Just as quickly as he lands on Upreneur FM tarmac, he takes off again. Gotta love Gary. Such a great conversation and so much fun as well. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I truly appreciate your attention today. You can go ahead and get show notes over at chrisducker.com/episode157, links to the book and a whole lot more that we talked about in this conversation as well, plus a few little bonuses for you. So that's chrisducker.com/episode157. I'll see you again next week for another episode of Upreneur FM. Until then, take good care.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business, as well as rub shoulders, gain support, have access to immediate feedback, as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit upreneur.com for more information and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today. That's upreneur.com. We'll see you on the inside.